And a very good morning to you. Welcome to 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. And this is the Emirates Worldview. If you want to win yourself R1,000, make sure you keep sending those questions about the world. Once Adam's concluded his stories, we normally choose a question that's been posed. We answer that question, and that question then wins the person who submitted it R1,000. And that could be you. So looking forward to that. But Adam, in London, a very good morning to you. And we start with the crisis in Crimea, a Russian rescue after two oil tankers burst into flames.
Morning, Kino. Yeah, it looks like 11 people have been killed as well, and 14 people may have been rescued after two cargo vessels essentially blew up. One of them was transferring fuel to the other, and something went wrong. The fact is that whilst the Russians sort of were there to the rescue and have picked people out of the water, there are two things about this. Both these vessels involved happen to be on the blacklist for taking oil against embargo to Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria. So they've already sort of been chalked off on an American list, if you like, or watch those ships. But also, number two, the fact is this has happened in the Kerch Strait, highly disputed area of water between Crimea and Russia, or, although, of course, technically speaking, these days, Crimea is Russia. But in this very narrow stretch of water where all sorts of things are happening. So there are one or two people putting two and two together here, but I guess we can't yet reach four.
So Brexit plan B. plan A was a stuff up. Let's talk a little bit about plan B, less than cunning alternative. Let's talk about that, Adam. Tell us more.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was plan B for damp squib, essentially. we thought, well, are you really going to come up with an alternative in 3 days? And the answer was no, she really wasn't. So the British Prime Minister suggests, as part of her plan B, more consultation, more talks, a look at the Irish border conundrum and trying to get the Democratic Unionists, the MPs of Northern Ireland, more on side with it. This is not really a plan. This is just a mishmash, a talking shop. She suggested that there should be no referendum, as in no second referendum. There should be no delay, so no extension to so-called Article 50, that key date of leaving on the 29th of March remains. But one thing, that no EU citizens should have to pay the fee that the government invented to remain here after Brexit. In fact, it was meant to kick in yesterday. I know one or two people who filled in the form, in fact, only to be told that no, you don't have to bother with that. So I suppose that's a good thing because it suggests we're all in it together. But, you know, as plan Bs go, it was so plan A plus a tiny, tiny, tiny bit that it was hardly worth even calling a B. At which point now we have various MPs saying, well, what about we do this? What about we do that? So if there is to be a plan B, it may well not come from the Prime Minister, but from others. And all the time, you know, well, people in the know, not me, you understand, suggest that we are heading for an election, possibly as soon as the end of February. Oh, boy.
And finally, you know, it's the Brexit plan and B wasn't the only thing that crashed. So did Prince Philip and some of the debris turning up online.
Isn't that weird? Up for sale on eBay, a seller called Morbius777 reckons that parts of the were lying on the road from the collision last Thursday. Remember, Duke of Edinburgh ploughing into another car, or was it vice versa? We probably shouldn't ascribe blame at this stage. But anyway, yes, the listing says these items, it's only basically three bits of broken plastic from the crash site. They may have Phil's DNA on it if you wanted to clone him or anything. Desperate bid to sell these things. Except there have been, last time I checked, getting on for 200 bids, a top price of £66,000 for these three bits of broken plastic. Apparently, all proceeds will go to cancer research. So maybe that makes it okay. I'm not convinced.
Adam, thank you very much for that. Now, as I've mentioned right before we started chatting to Adam, your chance to win R1,000 by submitting your questions about the world on WhatsApp. It's on 0725671567. And if we had that answered, the R1,000 is yours. So the question we are choosing today comes from Julia, or Julie at least. Let's take a listen to what Julie's question entails.
I wanted to know if animals roaming in the fields get sunburnt, especially lighter animals like white horses and white cows, etc.
That's an interesting question. So we went to Dr. Bronwyn Pritz, who's the head veterinarian at the Society for Animals in Distress, and here's the answer.
So when we're looking at how a heat wave can affect our animals, we need to take many factors into account. The first thing that we need to be aware of is that all animals are affected by heat. That includes our pets and also wildlife and stock animals. Sun exposure and heat stress on the body can have effects both long and short term. If we look at just the short term issues, we're talking about heat stress. So this is something that will obviously affect our wildlife, our birds, very, very heavily. We can see it in our stock animals. And the signs that we get from them include dehydration, inappetence, lethargy, decreased fertility, and higher mortality, particularly amongst the young, the old, the pregnant, and the obese. If we look at the next step, which is something that we are seeing more of now that we're in the heat of summer and we've got these heat waves coming, our animals are actually prone to heat stroke.
Well, there we go. So congratulations to Julie for posting that question, and thanks to Dr. Bronwyn Pritz for the answer. So, Julie, you've won 1,000 rand, courtesy of Emirates. So congratulations to you. And just remember, fly Emirates business class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-567-1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on capetalk.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.